vision for the communities and the people down east, and also what would be your vision for the land and the landscape down east, or the environment generally, land and water?
I don't want to sacrifice one for the sake of the other. I don't want you to walk away here, you know, thinking that I want to sacrifice our land, our environment, our resources for the sake of, oh, let's stick an affordable house that, you know, that college graduate can afford. I don't want that misconception. I don't think that we need to sacrifice one for the other. I think there has to be a balance. Because we do have, I don't know of any other area that you can go and you can see as much wetlands, you know, the marsh, you know, the primary nursery areas that we have in this county. And I don't think that we need to sacrifice that for the sake of affordable housing or development or business or whatever you want to, you know, call it. But I think that we need to find the happy balance in between where we can have both.
So what do you see as opportunities for obstacles to achieving that good balance? I mean, what are some things that give you some hope that we could get there? And then what are some things that you think are some sort of problems or issues that we're going to have to overcome to get there?
I think that there are some developers that do have some good visions. I don't think that they all need to be jumped into one great big, you know, their developer, ooh, you know, let's just, you know, avoid them. But there are some developments that it's just enough. Once again, it's going to be a development. They're going to, you know, come in, make their money, and they're going to leave. But what have they left as far as progress, or left really for the local people? There have been some developments like that. And that's where I think some of the problems have come in with local people, with some issues with development, is that some of the development is like the developer comes in here, they make their money and they leave, and you know, it's like they don't care the effect that it's had on the environment or on the community. So I think that may be where some of the hard feelings, you know, have come in, or the lack of, I don't want to say hard feelings, no, that's not what I want to say. The resistance, maybe?